Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, April 28th, 2023, 18, coming up on 19 minutes past the hour on this last Friday in the month of April. Last day will be on the air here in April. Monday will be May Day. Hey, we'll be on the air May Day, May the 1st. 2023. Boy, hopefully all these April showers will bring May flowers. Got a few things I want to talk about here, and then we're going to get into trivia for the next 3 hours here, because we've got Del Taco stuff to give away, and we haven't given away a neighbor's pizza for a while, so maybe we'll do that. A whole bunch of stuff. But there are some things I wanted to talk about here this morning. First of all, and trust me, I know half the things I'm going to say here are going to sound very vague and not make a whole lot of sense, but I'm going to try to say them, because I want to say them on the air, but I don't want to I don't want to betray a trust, let me put it that way. And a lot of this stuff isn't even a trust, it's just, it sounds, I just don't want to say it on the air. But let me say this: I did not realize until this morning, there was a thing that happened this morning that I cannot tell you about, because I don't want to say it on the air, because I don't want to betray a trust, because it happened off the air. I did not realize the power that I had in this town. You know, I think that I am just, goofball here, coming in and doing my little radio program for the last 21 years. Can you believe it's been 21 years? I've done this show for about 9 years, coming up in June, but I've been doing this now for 21 years. And I never realized that I had the power that I do. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is I did not realize that there are organizations in this town that bring me up at meetings as a positive force or something that could hurt them. Apparently, me talking about somebody can hurt them. Now, that is, I cannot imagine that that could ever happen. I mean, I honestly, I'd like to believe I had that kind of power, but I really don't have that kind of power. I really, 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 really don't. But it's nice to think that people think that I do. I don't take that as a bad thing, but I got to be honest, I really don't have that kind of power. But I appreciate people who think I do, and I was just shocked this morning to learn that I had that kind of stroke in Marion, Ohio. Maybe I should have run for public office. And by the way, phone lines are open. I'm in the studio today, 740-383-9944. So if you have anything to comment on, feel free. I got a phone call yesterday, but I am going to continue my rule that I kind of came up with yesterday, that I am no longer mentioning people's names unless I accidentally do it or it just comes up. Unless I need to mention it for some reason. But I got a great phone call yesterday. A matter of fact, it was such a good phone call that it went on, and then the person had something to do, so the phone call ended for a second, and then they called me back 10 minutes later when they got that thing done, and we continued the phone conversation. And it's somebody from the past who has been a part of this station. So maybe I'll mention their name in the future, but that was a really, really nice phone call yesterday, and just really, really enjoyed that. So, call somebody up today that maybe you haven't talked to in a while and have a good conversation. I enjoy the show with Pastor Whitaker. I'll tell you why. There are so many things talked about in that show that are just generalized feelings. And I think we do cover the waterfront a lot in that show, and hopefully it's of some help to the people out there in the listening audience. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget to tune into the Friday night show tonight. Sean Kraft and I will be here, and who knows what'll happen. Last week we had Opal Covey and Bailey called in, and we had some fun. Sarah's roommate threatened to hit me with a melon baller. You never know what's going to happen on Friday night, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. Okay, the Tiffin Flea Market. You know, I think I misstated yesterday that the Tiffin Flea Market went on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It only goes on Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be rough this weekend because Sunday looks like it's going to be all rain. Looks like it's going to rain all day today. And tomorrow, it's going to be dry until about 7 o'clock tomorrow night. But, of course, you're going to have all this rain from today on the ground tomorrow. Now, I am still going to try to make it over there tomorrow. That is still my goal because it's a determination of mine after 2 years of trying to get over there and do this, to do it tomorrow. So if I get over there, I'll report back on Monday. I fully expect to, because I think it'll be dry enough during the day that I can get over there. But other than that, going on Sunday would not be the day I would want to go with all the rain that's expected. But it's a great flea market. The 1 year I got to see it for about 20 minutes, it's a really, really neat place. Okay, so I wanted to clear all that up. What else did I want to talk about? Jerry Springer's passing yesterday at the age of 79. We talked about it a little bit there with the pastor. I interviewed Jerry Springer back in 2012. I believe he was in Marion speaking at the Colonial House restaurant. I believe he was campaigning for Barack Obama for a second term at that time. And he was a good guy. You know, what was interesting to me about Jerry Springer was the fact that he did this crazy, weird show, but he didn't defend it. I remember talking to him about it, and he kind of said, hey, it's a stupid show. I do the show, but people watch it, and that's why I do it, because people are watching. But Jerry was a smart man, and he had Ohio ties, mayor of Cincinnati, got into a little bit of trouble there, but then he became a broadcaster on a Cincinnati station, which is how he ended up with his own talk show, and so on and so forth. And for a long time, he was even thought of a gubernatorial candidate on the Democratic side for governor. And to be honest, had he run for governor in Ohio, with the way celebrity is now, Jerry Springer might have won. He might have been the governor of Ohio. I think he... Do you think if Jerry Springer had run for governor of Ohio that he would have won? After the talk show, I think he might have. I really, really do. What do you think? Could Jerry Springer have been the governor of Ohio? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I know it was talked about the year that it was going to be DeWine and Cordray. I think they were really seriously talking to him that year. He might have been able to beat DeWine. He had such name recognition and had been a mayor in Ohio, so he did have a little bit of a political career. And certainly had that national name recognition from that talk show. I think he might have been. He could have done it. Wouldn't have shocked me, let's put it that way. Could Jerry Springer have been governor of Ohio? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Oh, now here's something kind of interesting. When I was off last year, I got the idea that I should write a book. Now, not necessarily a book that would be published nationally, because honest to goodness, who would want to read that? But I thought I really should write a book about some of the experiences that I have had. That way, if something should ever happen to me, people will be able to recount what I have done. And you know, that it wasn't always all good. That there were bad moments, but you know, I tried to concentrate on the good. But here's the problem I'm having as this book goes on. Because I want it to be honest. So here's the problem. My perception, and it is just my perception, of people has not always been good. There are things that I know about people locally, statewide, and nationally that maybe are not great. So the problem is, do I tell their story with their name, even though it might be negative. Now, I'm not saying this is going to be a nationally published book, but if it got around Marion or it got around the state, because I do talk about the national celebrities I've interviewed and things like that, so maybe it would get around. I don't know if it would be popular or not. If I said, even though things are the truth, if I said the truth and used the name of the person, is that wrong? Because the dilemma I'm having is, I don't want to say anything negative about anybody. I really, really don't. That's not the goal. But the problem is am I being truthful? I want to write a truthful account of people. And to be truthful, sometimes there are bad moments. And you have to tell the truth. So I don't know. If you were me, would you tell the whole truth, or would you just leave all the bad stuff out? But the problem is, and remember this, if you leave the bad stuff out, a lot of times you can't tell the whole story. A lot of times the story won't make any sense if you leave the bad stuff out. And you know, I was thinking about history in this vein, that if you're writing a history book, you have to include the negatives about the person, or else history is not accurate. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you include the bad stuff? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And just to be clear, I'm not talking about, like, murder or things like that. Just personality issues and things that people have done that maybe you would not think they would do that I got to see. A different side of people maybe I have worked with on air or seen that maybe you would not have seen. So I don't know. I've been batting that back and forth. I really don't know. I used to say I would never be able to write a book unless everybody I knew was dead or I was dead. That way there wouldn't be any conflict because I want to write an honest book. But, you know, I really don't know now that I look at it on the whole. I don't know. I lean more toward being honest and then just taking the fallout. But, I don't know. I guess we'll see as time goes. I have a lot of good to say about people in the book, though, too. I want to make that very clear. It's certainly not just this person's awful, this person's awful, this person's awful. I have a ton of good stuff to say. A matter of fact, I think for every person who I say something negative about, I have plenty of positive things to say about them. It's certainly not this person's awful. Matter of fact, I don't think I've ever met anybody, national, state, or local, who was just awful. They all had some kind of redeeming quality. Which maybe that's the redeeming quality of the book. Even though you might read some bad about them, you might read some good about them, in the end, there are redeeming qualities. And I think maybe that's the point. I don't know. If anybody's got an opinion, shoot it my way, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. Yeah, we talked about Tiffin Flea Market Saturday and Sunday. Friday night show tonight, 8:15 till 10 o'clock. The book, The Death of Jerry Springer. All of these things, I think we've covered the bases there. Now, let's go on to, what else do we got going on here? Family Feud. Of course, we all love the Family Feud here, and I've got Del Taco gift cards to give away, and I want to give away a Neighbor's Pizza today because we haven't done that in a while. Let's see here. Oh, last week we did my favorites. Now, what this was, I just sat down and made a list of places in Marion that had some kind of connection to me for whatever reason. Now, let me run down this list. The ones we got. Meyer, Stewart's, Wendy's, Denny's, Perkins, WMRN, WWGH, Kroger, and McDonald's. Now, we still have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, answers that have not been gotten. Now, these are businesses in Marion. It's not necessarily that have a connection with me, but I've probably talked about them on the air, or they have some kind of meaning to me for whatever reason. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what businesses are missing here? And we've got Del Taco $10 gift card to give away with a Del Taco beanie, and I want to give away one of these Neighbor's Pizzas, large Neighbor's Pizza, one topping, today in the next 3 hours. And we might even have some of these C's candies from Carson, California, to give away as well on this rainy last Friday of April 2023. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what these remaining answers are? It's a tough category because it's all my sort of thing. They're just things that were rolling around in my mind. Now remember, the answers we have so far are Meyer, Stewart's, Denny's, Perkins, WMRN, WWGH, Kroger, and McDonald's. Those are the ones we have. Which ones don't we have? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Fair Park Sundries.
Fair, yes, apps. How many times have I talked about old Dorothy and Fair Park Sundries? Now, did you hear the interview with Jason Schauber this morning?
No, I didn't.
That was very interesting. I found him to be fascinating. You know, he's running in that primary for I think the third ward on Tuesday. So we'll see what happens with that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Yes, Fair Park Sundries is on the list. How many times have I talked about old Dorothy and the Fair Park Sundries? All righty. So, we're talking about businesses that I would have some kind of connection with. 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
The Harding Home.
Oh, that's a good... I didn't put it on the list, but that's a good guess. No Harding Home on the list here today. Not a bad guess, though. I certainly have talked about the Harding Home quite a bit here on this this station. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Sansoda.
No San Sodas, but they've been good to us. Hey, did you hear Jason Schauber this morning?
Yes, I've talked to him before. He's really nice.
What'd you make of what he had to say this morning about everything?
Well, I have listened, but see, he's got sense.
He's a good guy.
He's got common sense, and he doesn't throw this stuff around. That's what I said. You know, like if you're a Republican and you're all the time knocking down the Republicans and stuff, and things, that's... I don't go for that. Then I probably wouldn't vote for you. But no, see, he doesn't do that stuff. You want to put your point of view out there and lay off this other stuff, what everybody else does and things. So,
did you make anything of the death of Jerry Springer yesterday? Did you ever see his show?
No, because in the other day I hardly ever watched. And then when I worked, so just lately here, I've been last 10 or 15 years watching stuff. But somebody was on and said his radio in the radio place he had in, Cincinnati was really popular. And then after he would do his radio show, I guess he would go to different bars, but he liked the Beatles and two or three other groups, and he'd get on stage, I guess, and sing and stuff. They said he was really like a person.
Yeah, you know, when I interviewed him, I found him to be very accessible. He spoke down here at the Colonial House when Obama was up for re-election. He really wasn't that show at all. He was a very smart guy, and I think had he run for Ohio governor with the name recognition he had, I think he could have won.
I think he could have, too, when you said that. But was he born in England?
Yes, yes.
I thought that's what my son said and stuff, but I think he got the idea that when he got on TV, I don't know, because I never watched those, you know, shows, anything hardly of a day. I think he's seen maybe what other people were doing and, you know, getting recognized for it. So he went that way. But they said he was the nicest person. And when he had that radio station, that I guess they worked around him or with him or something. that he was really nice. So
now, what do you think? Now that I'm writing my book, do you think that I should include the bad things as well as the good?
Well, you're supposed to, but if you go mention people's names, I wouldn't mention names.
Well, see, that's the problem, though, because you got to mention names, because I also say good things about them, but I don't think I can just leave the bad stuff out. That's the problem, because then I think it's not an accurate book.
Well, if they're dead, they can't do anything, but the way people sue anymore, if you put the wrong pronoun, you'll probably get sued, so I would
avoid. But you know, I'll tell you, this is a really hard thing, because last year when I was, you know, not here every day, I thought, well, I better write something in case, you know, I drop dead. And what I ended up thinking, what's hard to do is when you're writing it and you want to be truthful, you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but if you don't include everything, then it's not really a true book. You're just writing, you know, oh, this person was great. Well, they were great, but maybe they weren't always great.
Yes, I like to, the movie stars, I like when they write, and I don't, well, you never know if they're truthful or any night, but I wish Charlie had written a book. You know, somebody had written a book about him with, you know, all the stuff he's done, and, you know, and sold it. They could have, you know, probably made money.
I'll tell you something interesting. I wrote a book about Madge Cooper, and I look back, maybe I have a few of those left. Maybe I'll sell the ones that I have left. Maybe people want to read about her. But the interesting thing about, I included everything in that book that I knew about Madge. I even included being in the room when she died, because I thought that was part of the whole story. And you know, clearly, a book that I would write would have a lot of, Madge would be a part of it, Charlie would be a part of it, everybody at the station would be a part of it, because I've been around these people, but they all weren't good all the time. So I guess
nobody's good all the time.
Right.
I don't think, except me.
Right. Me and you, we're the only ones who are good all the time.
You know, you think yourself being good, you could be the worst person, but you're good, you know.
Right, but I guess my point is like I said, everybody in the book, even people who people wouldn't know, just my personal friends who are never on the radio, I write about them, but it's good. Everybody I say something good about. But there also are some bad things. And I guess what I'm trying to show the people is that life isn't always good, but you can overcome it. But if I leave the bad stuff out, then it just sounds like everybody was great, and I was great, and life was great, and everything was good.
Yeah, that, what's his name, that Mr. Crumb down in, the forecaster down in Crumb.
Oh, God, yes, he'll be in the book.
You had stuff to say about him, see?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it's like when you get on there and you just, you know, sling stuff and be nasty and things, and I never was into that kind of stuff. But
no.
If you just, like, write the truth, that's different. But why can't that one person that wrote that book on somebody, it wasn't Mr. Reed, was it? He did a book on something. Why can't they do one on Charlie and then sell it, like at the Historical Society, put him in there and around Marion? Even other, probably in Ohio, would be interested in him.
Well, certainly somebody could. I think it'd be an interesting book. You know, like I say, Charlie was a big part of my life because we worked together for so long and worked so closely together. I mean, there are things I know about him that I don't think other people know about him. But do you want the full story, or do you want...
Yes, whatever, you know, if people take it, it's their life, they write about it. I guess you just put it all in there, and it's not like you're putting Al Capone or somebody in there, you know, and stuff. Just write the truth.
Well, and let me be clear, I'm not saying Charlie had, I never had an argument with Charlie. I never had a disagreement. We always had fun together. I'm not saying there's anything, you know, derogatory to say about Charlie Evers at all. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I do know that over the years, we all have our moments where we don't get along with people. Now, I never had that with Charlie, but I do know people who he didn't see eye to eye with. Now, do you put that in the book, or do you not put that in the book?
I don't know. I could never see him not, I mean, like, something he wouldn't see eye to eye, but I can't see him really saying anything about anybody, you know, kind of. But the thing is, his wife and his kids, they need them to write down you know, from when they were little till now, what they remember, and just include, you know, his wife and kids, and put it all in there, you know, while they, I'm surprised he didn't sit and write down stuff every day where, you know, somebody could have done a book.
You know, I'll tell you something interesting. If you want a little Charlie Evers trivia, and I this just tells you how good a guy he was to me. When I first started out in radio, this is before we started working together, he had listened to me on the air at WMRN, and he sent me an email one day just saying, hey, you're doing great, you're pepping that station up, I think what you do is great. But he also wrote in that email some things that had happened to him through his career that I never knew about, that would not, I really never heard him talk about on the air. Now, maybe he did, but I don't, now, do you include that? Because I framed that email, and I put it up on the wall, but, you know, I don't know if that's something you'd put in a book, because it wasn't a private email. I don't know.
Well, probably the people that he knew, most of them are probably dead anyway. I mean, you don't want to put something where you're going to get sued, and stuff like that. That's the first thing people think of, is suing somebody for something. But, no, I think it should all be put in there, and I think it would be, you know, like you were going to do that cookbook, you never did. I think if these things were put at the Historical Society, they probably wouldn't let you put it up there at Harding's thing. But I think that would be neat. Maybe that guy wrote a book on somebody. It wasn't Harding. I keep thinking Mr. Reed, but I'm probably getting it wrong.
Well, I'll also tell you, like Madge Cooper. Now, I had a perfectly good relationship with her. We never had a disagreement, never had an argument. But I do know, you know, through conversations with her that did not happen on the air, there were people she wasn't particularly fond of, and there were people that, there were things that were done to her that she did not like. You know, I don't know if you include that or not. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, see, that's kind of like what I like to find out. It's, you know, like with the stars, you know a little bit, but like, say, if Angie Dickinson ever wrote one about Frank Sinatra and, you know, all that stuff, now that would be interesting, you know,
well,
and things like that.
Well, like Mary Ellen, who's a nationally known person, you know,
yeah.
I've known Mary Ellen so well. Now, there are things Mary Ellen has, I know that...
No.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. So, do you include that stuff, or do you not? It's hard to, because it's true.
Well, with that, you would ask. If somebody's alive, you would ask them.
Yeah, but and you know what? Who's going to say yes? Nobody's going to say, if you go to somebody and say, hey, can I put that negative thing about you in the book? They're not going to say yes.
Well, see that, I know that too. And if she, you know, like if she's alive and the person she said it about's alive, no, you don't want to do that.
But now what about a person who's not known? What about a person maybe you just had a relationship with or a friendship with? Now, if they're not known, can you put the stuff in about them that maybe is not so good, even though it's true?
Are you going to mention names or just...
Well, no, I think you got to mention names because I also say good things about them. And you can't just say, like, person number one. I don't know that would work.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to write the truth, I guess you could write it all down. And then the stuff that's kind of negative, you could look back at and see if you really want to put it in.
Well, you know what I have basically come to conclude is that when I decide to publish this thing, that if people want to be angry, it's okay. But I know that everything I'm writing is the truth. And also, I always, nobody is all negative. I never say this person is totally negative. I have plenty of good things to say about everybody and plenty of good stories that nobody's ever heard. Well, just like that email story, you know? That email.
Yeah.
You know, nobody knows about that, but it's something he did in private that was very, very nice. And I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well,
but
maybe check with his wife if it's something you're not quite sure, even if it doesn't concern her or somebody. Just run it by her, maybe.
Well, Madge doesn't have anybody left. She didn't have any
kids. That's what I said. Most people, that's why they write all these books on, you know, people like Harding that's dead and stuff. Most people can't come back and do anything, so...
Well, and the thing is, it's basically my association with people. You know, it's not so much about any other one person. It's just my run-through in life and what I went through. And, they're just more characters than anything else.
Maybe you could title it Me, My Life or something. Me, My Story.
Well, you know what
my mind story.
Well, I thought things I thought you ought to know. And there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good.
We'll see what happens. Hey, thanks. I think it's an interesting conversation. I would never... Purposely saying negative things about people is not the way to go. But if it's part of a life story, I don't know. I think you can without hurting them. Yeah, I don't know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, what do we got so far? We got Fair Park Sundries. Now, these are businesses that relate to me. We got Meyer, Stewart's, Fair Park Sundries, Wendy's, Denny's, Perkins, WMRN, WWGH, Kroger, McDonald's. What is left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 answers left on the list. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I don't know. Probably in the long run, you got to leave the negative out, I guess, I think. Go ahead, caller.
How about Walmart?
Walmart. Let me see here. No Walmart on the list, but a good guess. No Walmart on the list today, but certainly not a bad guess. You know, because you don't want to hurt anybody. You know, I'm deep in my bones. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So, maybe you leave the negative stuff out. I don't know. Wait till I'm dead to publish it. Get it all written and say, when I drop dead, then you can publish this. Then I won't have to hear about it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'm telling you, nobody did anything incredibly horrible. It's just, you know, everybody's got a side. I have sides. I write honestly about myself. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try Baker's Pizza.
Ooh, that's a good one. No Baker's Pizza on the list, but boy, that I'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
No Baker's Pizza on the list, but certainly a delicious place. All right. Let's see. McDonald's, Kroger, WWGH, WMRN, Perkins, Denny's, Fair Park Sundries, Wendy's, Stewart's, Meyer. Businesses that I would have some kind of connection with is what we're looking for here. 740-383-9944. So far, we've only got Trish in the competition today, but we'll be doing this for the next 3 hours here. Go ahead, caller.
Neighbor's Pizza.
No Neighbor's Pizza. Hey, what do you think about the book? Writing me truth or not the truth?
Just like she said, the truth is if they're alive, get the permission. If not...
But do you think anybody alive is going to say, yeah, go ahead and write that thing?
Well, you never know.
I don't know.
Never know till you ask.
But if they're dead, it's okay.
Well, then you got to look at the other side. They can't defend themselves.
Right. But see, here's the problem. And I'm perfectly fine to leave all the negative out. But if you leave all the negative out, then you're really not writing a true book. You're really just saying nice things about people. You're really not telling the whole story.
Yeah. Well, you got to point both ways.
It's very tough. It's because I don't want to... I would never intentionally try to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not that type of person. But
no,
if you, but if you're going to write a book, you can't say, you know, oh, everything was great all the time. Well, it wasn't. And... Yeah. You know, I don't want people to have the impression that it was. It's nothing evil. Like, it's not evil things. It's not, you know, somebody killed somebody or something. It's just, you know, little personality quirks here and there. But I also tell the personality quirks about myself. Things that I have done that, you know, I wish I hadn't done. So, I don't know.
You'll just have to mull it over.
Wait, I'll have to wait till I'm dead to get it out there. Like all that Jimmy Crumb stuff. People people think that's negative, but it's true.
How about that?
Right, right. Now, did you like hearing the... I mean, nobody would have ever heard that stuff I had to say about Jimmy if I didn't say it. Now, should I have said that stuff about him? It's all true. But I don't know. It certainly wasn't the most flowery stuff in the world.
Well, it's just here or there. It's hard to decide.
It is. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right. Phone line. I always like hearing people's opinion on this stuff because I think when people give you an opinion, you know, some people make very good sense. But I don't think if you ask anybody alive, if you can put a hidden secret in a book, that they're going to say yes. I don't think anybody's that good. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can I do two?
Go ahead.
Okay. What about the bank in Greenwood?
Green Camp?
Green Camp, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. I don't have that. I should have put that on the list. It was Farmer State when I worked there, but not on the list.
Okay, and then what about Rosa and Rocco's?
No, and I did trivia there. That should have been on the list. Hey, I know you're out there busy this morning. What do you think? Yay or nay on a tell-all book? Do you tell the truth, or do you just say the good stuff?
Well, that depends on you, like, because if you have dirt on people and you put it in the book, are you willing to, burn those bridges? Because I know if I told you something in confidence, or, if you witnessed something embarrassing, you know, and we were out, you know, doing something in public and something embarrassing happened, and then you put it in a book, I wouldn't care if I ever talked to you ever again. Well, I wouldn't think you were a very good friend.
Well, let me tell you something. I'll tell you where this dilemma comes up. It comes up with the death of Barbara Walters. Have you ever read Barbara Walters' autobiography?
No.
Okay. Barbara Walters wrote this autobiography. It's called Audition. And she talks about her interviews, and she talks about the good stuff that happened in her life. But she also talks about the affairs that she had. She also talks about the interracial affair that she had with a senator. She also talks about her sister being mentally handicapped and how she didn't always like her sister because she talked about her father's suicide attempt at one point, which had never been talked about before, and he was a bit of a famous guy, owner of a club, and she told all that because she said she didn't want the book to be untruthful and make her life look like it was just always great all the time. And that's where I'm at. It's not to be mean to these people, it's just to say, well, you know, things weren't great all the time, but...
Well, and like I said, I mean, if you don't care... And they might be understanding. I'm just saying, me personally, my best friend has even personally told me that before. Like, even if something happened and me and you never talked again, I don't go back and tell everybody everything that ever happened. Like, I'm just not going to drag your name through the mud. I'm not doing it.
No, there are certain things. I'll tell you the time. I know where you're coming from now. No, I would not say anybody's personal secrets, but for example... in describing somebody's personality, a lot of people wonder why they got that way, and sometimes there are events that people don't know about that got... So, I mean, do you say those events? Like with the suicide. You know, all those years, Barbara Walters' father, they told people he had a heart attack. But really, he tried to commit suicide because he was going bankrupt. Now, do you give an accurate depiction?
I don't know, because the way I was raised, I always was brought up on what was always drilled into my head was what goes on in my house stays in my house. So I was raised to not be like that. So I think maybe you're asking the wrong person. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. You know, I also think about Jimmy Crumb, because clearly I've already let the cat out of the bag on the Jimmy Crumb incident. And I don't know that makes him any less of a person. Or that people should not dislike him. He was a heck of a sports broadcaster. I'm just telling the truth of the experience that I had with him.
Well, let your conscience be your guide.
There you go. Hey, thanks. And you know what? You'll get one of these eventually, we'll hope.
I better not be in it. Oh, I thought you meant the book.
Hey, you might have, hey, listen, there are a lot of people in this book.
I remember when this idiot called in on my version.
No. I'll tell you what, there are a lot of people in the book.
And Carolyn didn't say she wanted to hit you with the melon bar. She said she wanted to gouge your eyes out with it. So
oh.
If you're going to write this book.
Yeah, I better get that right. So let me write that down. She wanted to gouge my eyes out with a melon bar.
She thought you were being mean to Boral Volkovi, and she couldn't understand why.
Hey, you're going to be listening tonight, right?
Get the
melon baller ready.
All right.
Thanks. Bye bye. All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. No, certainly there are things you would never talk about. But some things I think you can talk about. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Harding High. Don't you teachers there and do this basketball game?
Yeah, I do. And isn't it interesting? I didn't put that on the list either.
Okay, now I'm gonna give you some good advice.
Okay, go ahead.
What about Harry and Meghan? What kind of an uproar did they cause? Now, right there, you think about it.
Well, that's true, but now here's the question I have about that. Would you rather them have written a book that wasn't accurate, that was just, you know, not the truth,
well,
really?
Well, they said theirs was made up. It wasn't true. So, see, that's why people really got mad, but if they did say it, I think most of it, they said it was lies. It was, you know, like their side of it or something. So it wasn't like it is what I'm saying, but they caused an uproar. So.
Well, don't lie. Yeah, I mean, don't tell a lie.
Yeah, don't lie, but would they have been that upset, you know, over things if the person they told it about, it didn't really happen that way?
You know what
you
the...
Know? And if they had told it the right way, would that person have been mad? Probably not.
You know what the truth is? If it deliberately hurts somebody, if you know that you're writing that just to hurt them, then leave it out. There's no point in that. But if you're writing it to tell a story, to say, listen, this is why this happened, I don't know that that's wrong. I think that that's okay. You know?
Well, most people, when they do write it, most of the people are dead. You know what I mean? But Harry and Meghan, theirs worked and stuff because, you know, nobody could say anything because whatever, you know, like a Angie Dickinson, I don't guess she'll ever write one. But what she writes about the, you know, that Rat Pack or whatever they were called and all that stuff, I don't think there's any of them alive, you know, so nobody can, you know, she could tell about anything.
Well, maybe it comes back to my original point. Either I'm going to have to wait till everybody I know is dead or I'm dead. And then you let the book go out, and then it doesn't.
As I said, you could write it all down and then sit on the side and then look at it again and decide if you want to put it in. If it's not going to, you know, if it's going to, somebody's not going to be your friend over it or something, that's, you know, I guess it's your choice and stuff.
Well, right. You would not want to write anything that's going to jeopardize a friendship. I don't think that's what you do. And I don't think you write anything just to cream somebody because you don't like them. I think that's vicious and unnecessary. But I think sometimes in telling a story, a lot of times things happen and people don't realize what happened. And in telling the story, sometimes people don't come off the best. And that's what I'm talking about, is that, you know, sometimes there's more to things than meet the eye. And if you really tell people why they happen, yes, it'll make sense. But somebody might not come off looking the best. I guess that's what it is.
I think most of them do write, you know, most of it. Because, as I said, it's usually older people, you know, and stuff. But
I do want to say Charlie, Madge, Mary Ellen, all these well-known people in the community. Hey, I don't have anything bad to say about them. What would I have? Nothing. They were all very good to me, are still good to me, and I'm perfectly fine with them. I'm just saying, you know, we obviously had sidebar conversations where I told them things, they told me things, you know.
Now, would it bother you if they, whatever you told them, they published something and...
Probably not.
You have to think both ways.
Well, what if I put that in the book? If I'm writing a story of an exchange, what if I put what I said in the book?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think, well, you know, like, not just about them, but say if Charlie was writing a book and he put all the stuff, you know, your private, I call it private. When you do private, nobody should really, you know. And would you mind what you told him if, you know, if he, you know, would write it, put it in his book? And that's where you kind of get whether you should do it or not. Like, your
if it would hurt even if the person was alive, if it would hurt their feelings, I would not do it. But you know what's interesting? Yeah. There's a, and I'm not even going to say the name because I don't want to get in trouble here, but there's a personality who's still alive in Columbus media that most everybody would know, who I had an experience with Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, and myself. We all had the same experience with this person that was not pleasant, and I don't think anybody knows it. Now, should I write about that, even though it's the truth? I don't know. You know, hard to tell.
Well, so they're still alive.
They're still alive.
See, I don't know whether they can say, well, it wasn't like that. See, people want to sue, so that you just have to, if they're still alive, you got to think that stuff over, because the least little thing you say about somebody, they're, you know, they come after you.
Well, I tell you, though, the local people, you know, like Abby and those people, you know, they're in the book, but I'm just going to let it roll on those people. Tell the whole truth. What are they going to do to me? Hey, we got to go to break. We're going to continue with trivia. Stay tuned.
For Central Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moe.